Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open Jen Sinceros. Sophie, I have to say the title alone feels like a dare, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. And I love it. Jen Sinceros is basically a permission slip to stop apologizing for wanting more. It's funny, it's raw, and it's basically a kick in the pants for anyone who's been playing small.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that hit me is just how direct she is. She basically says if your life sucks, it's because you're choosing to keep it that way, which sounds harsh, but she backs it up.
Right. And she's not blaming you for past stuff. She's saying, look, you have way more power than you think. Your thoughts create your reality. So if you're constantly thinking, I can't afford this or I'm not good enough, the universe just goes, okay, you're the boss.
That's the whole source energy idea, right? That we're all part of this big, abundant energy field, but we've covered it up with ego and fear. The first step is realizing you're not your thoughts. You're the one your thoughts.
Exactly. And that's a huge shift. Once you can detach from the negative chatter, you can start listening to that quieter, intuitive voice, your inner being, she calls it.
I was really struck by what she says about money. She claims your bank account is a direct reflection of your thoughts about money. If you think rich people are greedy or money is the root of evil, you'll subconsciously push it away.
Yeah, she says the universe is a giant yes man. It doesn't judge. So if you're constantly worrying about bills, it gives you more bills. To change your finances, you have to change your mindset first.
And she's all about fake it till you become it. Act as if you're already the person who has the money and the success. Visualize it, feel it. That's not just wishful thinking. It's deliberate creation.
Then there's gratitude. And she doesn't mean the polite thanks for the gift kind. She describes it as a high-frequency tool that instantly aligns you with Source. When you're grateful, you can't be fearful.
Right. She even says find something to be grateful for in a terrible situation. Your car broke down? Be grateful you have a car, and that mechanics exist. It rewires your brain.
Okay, but my favorite part is when she talks about setting goals that scare the hell out of you. Not realistic goals. She says get wildly specific. Write down the exact amount of money, the house, the partner. Then visualize it.
And that's when your ego freaks out. She calls it getting over your BS. She identifies these needs we cling to, the need to be right, to be liked, to be safe, to be in control. Those are the chains.
Exactly. You have to be willing to be wrong, to be disliked, to take risks. And you have to surrender control and trust the universe has a bigger plan.
There's a line I loved. You teach people how to treat you. If you walk around apologizing, people treat you like a burden. If you act like a badass, they treat you like one. That applies to everything.
And she's big on environment. You're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. So, if you're surrounded by cynics, you'll think like them. You have to curate your circle, even if that means distancing from old friends.
That's tough, but true. She also talks about your subconscious mind like a computer. It doesn't know what's real versus imagined. So when you visualize, you're programming it to find opportunities and people to make it happen.
And affirmations. She says they're not cheesy, they're reprogramming. You repeat, I am a money magnet, until it becomes your truth.
I think the most freeing part is about embracing your weirdness. She says your quirks aren't flaws, they're your superpowers. The world doesn't need another generic person. It needs you in all your messy glory.
That takes courage because you risk rejection, but the reward is a life that actually feels like yours.
And she's relentless about taking responsibility, not blame, but claiming your power. As long as you can point a finger, you're giving your power away. The moment you take full responsibility, you become a creator, not a victim.
So then you ask, given this situation, what can I do right now to move forward? That's empowering.
Finally, she says get out of your own way. The fear will never go away. You have to act in spite of it. Be willing to suck at something new. Failure is just a stepping stone.
And after you set your intention and take action, you have to let go of the how. Trust the universe. Sometimes a setback is actually a setup for a comeback.
Honestly, the whole book feels like a best friend who's not afraid to call you on your bullshit. She uses humor to make the medicine go down.
Yeah, and she uses her own story. She's brutally honest about her struggles with money and self-doubt. That makes it feel real.
So the one thing I'm taking away is this: stop waiting for permission. You already have it. The world needs your unique brand of magic.
And if you want to dive deeper into this or any other book, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well said. Sophie, final thought?
You are a badass. Your only job is to get out of your own way and let your light shine. We'll see you in the next one.